This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Justin Bieber's Changes Tour with special guests Kehlani and Jaden Smith is coming to Levi Stadium on May 22nd. The tickets go on sale Friday the 14th. That would be Valentine's Day, February 14th at noon at Ticketmaster.com.
You know how I told you we did that 100 Wish project yesterday?
Yeah.
This was me, my wife, and my kid in the sand on the beach making wishes, 100 wishes.
With pinches of sand.
And you find out after you're about 25 deep that you're running out of wishes.
Sure.
And that's a great thing that
sure.
Your life is good enough that you're sort of going, huh?
Would I come up with?
And I said, just as an aside, I go, so what if I was able to get you to the Bieber show? That's what you were.
Yeah.
And you can meet him. Would you be too shy? And she gets this smile on her face, and I just thought, oh, gross. She loves him.
Mm-hmm.
This is so sickening that my
it's not sickening. It's the best kind of love. It's just innocent. No idea what's going on in the world.
The crush
is beautiful.
Smile that spreads across her face, and she's like, and she looks down. She can't look at me. She's like, I don't know. Oh God, this is so gross.
It's not gross. It's perfect.
And who did you love like that? Was it Jimmy Osmond?
No. It was not Jimmy Osmond. I loved Sean Cassidy. Sean Cassidy was probably my number one growing up. But
wait,
everybody had to pick an Osmond.
Who did you knock your teeth out kissing on the tree? Was it Alan Osmond?
It was, because Donnie Osmond had already been chosen, so I went for one I could get. We had five trees represented the Osmond brothers and all the little.
And you were crushing
girls.
On Alan.
I wasn't really. I was really into Donnie Osmond, but I, you know, the cutest girl picked him, so I was like, all right, I guess I'll.
There was a pecking order among your friends that made out with trees?
Somebody else had already grown. I think Diane Salvatore had Donnie.
And everyone went, yeah, she could
probably
get in. Dickie
went for some other one. And yeah, right. Diane was hot. I'm sure she still is. I don't know where she is now.
Can you mark that name as well, please?
Which
one?
Diane Salvatore.
Yeah, Diane Salvatore.
Can mark that name. Bryn, these are your new projects.
Actually, Vicky Iritsky and I are still friends. She lives in Seattle. She's my oldest friend.
Who?
Vicky.
Iritsky.
Met Vicky. Yeah.
All right.
You met her at my 50th. Diane Salvatore?
Yeah. Mark it down.
Salvatore. Yeah.
And Peter Prokoloptilis.
Yeah. And I think Donna Tavares was one of the girls, and Debbie Gallagher. And we were the five who had the five Osmond brothers and the five
And you
five
made
trees.
Out with trees.
We didn't make out with trees. We were
that
6-year-olds.
That represented.
Or 5-year-olds even.
Did you kiss a tree that was named Alan Osmond?
I mean, I probably kissed it.
Uh-huh.
I didn't make out with it. I was too afraid about making out. That didn't seem like... Man, I learned a lot from Diane Salvatore. She's the first person I ever heard the F word from.
Mm.
She whispered it to me in the back of my parents' golden station wagon.
You hadn't heard it from your parents yet?
Oh, no.
Oh, my.
My parents never swore in front of me.
What kind of self-control? What was Ellie working with there?
You know, I don't know. It was the 60s.
Early days.
She was just... I think there was even a letter... She kept all her letters that she and my dad sent to each other when they were, you know, whatever, courting. And she said something like, because, you know, he knocked her up right away. Like, I was a love child. They got married about 3 or 4 months before I was born. And in the day, that was, you know, that was a thing.
Were they headed that direction, or was
that
just, well, here's what we have to do?
Barely together. Yes. And that was what they had to do.
And they're together all these years later?
They are. Well, I mean, they had me. Of course, they assumed they had a charmed life. Oh, my God. Obviously, we're meant to be together. Look at this amazing child. So, where was... Oh, yeah. So, in the letter, she said something, you know, darling Gentry, I don't think we should swear in front of the children or use curse words or something.
This is before kids are even in the picture?
Yeah, this was... Right. I guess it was when they were still kind of courting. But she was probably knew she was pregnant at that point.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
As they were getting ready to marry.
Let's talk about the ways in which we'll raise our
darling
children. Sarah.
Right. Well, they didn't know how darling I was until
oh,
they had
my
me.
God. Can you imagine?
My uncle had
Gentry getting this letter and being like, what the
no,
hell?
No, he was, listen, he did the right thing. And it's funny, too, because my Drunkle Peter, who was my dad's older
brother. Right.
I guess at one point when I was like 6 months old, he had to sit my dad down and go, you have to stop talking about her. You can't, you have to stop. I don't want to see any more photos.
This is of your mom?
No, of me.
Oh, of your daughter.
Yeah.
His daughter.
I told you, I was amazing.
Oh.
But not everyone thought so. The uncle was like, enough about your kid. I get it. You have a kid.
All people without kids feel that way. Like, why can't you control the amount of... Because
exactly.
There's no other life now.
No, this is what I do.
This kid is a time vampire.
Yep.
As in, taking it all. I have no other time.
And plus, I was awesome. So
oh, right.
Of course,
sure.
He was into that.
Absolutely.
Hey, before I jump into the trash here, I want to mention our man, Vonda Wizard... All one word, apparently. Well, maybe there's a little separation there. He is, I guess this is every Friday night, this No Cover Cabaret at the Skylark Bar. Are you there DJing every Friday night? I can't hear you.
Yeah, he spins.
Okay, so
well, I'm not
it says here,
night,
music
though.
Mixes by Vonda Wizard. It says every Friday night, 8 p.m. Skylark Bar, 16th Street, San
Francisco.
Boy,
this lady's right on the bar in front of where you're having your drink.
She is. And actually, I mean, she's dangerously close to knocking down that martini. Mm-hmm. But the people in the bar seem to be having a good time. They're all watching her, and she, you know, seems to know what she's doing. Did Vaughn come running in? Okay. So, yes, every Friday night is what I'm hearing. All right, there
the
it is.
The painting on the ceiling is magnificent.
It really is. The Skylark. Skylarkbar.com, honeybunnyburlesque.com, No Cover Cabaret, our man, Vonda Wizard. Are we your side gig, or is this your side gig? Where you're signing? Oh, but this is equal gigs. All right, great.
He's
equally gigging.
He's in his head. He's like, no one will pay me enough to call anything
right.
A front runner.
If one of them starts paying more, I'm dumping the other ones. So.
We all went through that, Vaughn.
Rihanna,
radio's like a habit.
Oh my God.
That you have in the beginning.
It is. You love it so much. It's certainly not paying the bills. I remember working. God, I worked in this factory proofreading greeting cards. Or not, like wedding invitations that, you know, so you had to proofread what people had written in to...
Before they're printed,
before they go to the printer.
That's what you did?
Yeah, well, my mom worked there. She was the head proofreader, so I would get the thing. And
so you worked at the proofreading factory where your mom worked, and you worked at Sears where your dad worked.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, the nepotism in
I
your
know.
Family.
It's crazy.
Sheesh!
Yep. I want to say I got fired from both jobs, too.
Wow.
Then I later worked for my dad's factory when I was still in radio. I know. I was a factory worker. I did bartend. I did get some jobs on my own. Not that many, though. Rihanna.
Yeah.
She is 31 years old and just broke up with her longtime billionaire boyfriend, Hassan Jameel. They were together close to 3 years.
Wow. I've never heard or seen this guy.
Yeah, I don't know what he looks like. They dated for 3 years. Shortly after the split, let me see when they broke up. She
Does this explain her disappearance from public life?
She did sort of take a step back. I mean, she put out a record in that time, but yeah, for the most part, it seemed like she was relaxing. I don't see a date when they broke up, but they...
So is he a prince of something, or?
Oh, maybe. Who knows?
Kind of looks like it.
Does he? Hassan Jameel. Well, nice. He looks like Saudi Arabian or something.
Yeah, he's handsome enough, though.
Very, very handsome.
Probably
dude.
Born of great
sure.
piles of cash.
He doesn't look like a dude who would have $1 billion, but, you know, on his own, I guess I mean. Shortly after the split, she was spotted at the same event as Drake. She was at the same event as Drake was at. Oh, my God, you guys.
Well,
so is she with Drake? No. Turns out she's dating ASAP Rocky. That's a guy who was just held in terrible conditions in Sweden.
Hmm.
And then I think he went back and actually played a show.
Good for her.
Yeah, I think that ASAP Rocky is hot.
Oh, you do?
He's a good-looking dude.
All right.
He used to date Kendall Jenner. I don't know if that was like a long-time thing, but he's also 31. In 2013, she was spotted getting close with A$AP Rocky. 2013. They'd known each other a long time. They were playing pool and hanging by the stairwell. They weren't kissing or anything. They were looking very friendly. But now they're getting really friendly. It looks like they were in New York City this month.
I'm sure you've had that happen where the timing just isn't right.
Yeah.
And you're like,
maybe
ain't
someday.
Happening today, but
I'm
it
keeping
could.
You in my
right.
You line up at the window.
Right.
They shared a hotel suite during a trip to New York. They say Rihanna's reluctant to put a label on it. It's so soon after Hassan. They're really enjoying each other's company, taking things easy. It's still early days. It's really casual between them. She's not thinking about whether there's a future with Rocky. She's just newly single and having fun. Because the source knows all. That's good news.
Yeah.
On the bad news side of things, Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth, they've settled things.
Oh, good.
No money. We'll change hands. She's going to keep all the pets. They were hers anyway, let's face it. I think they had a prenup, too. I'm sure it's in here. The Blast says that they agreed none of the money either of them made while married was community property. They both owned their property before they got married. They both signed it. I think it's about a month from now it'll become official. Oh, here it is. Miley and Liam will officially be single on February 22nd.
Okay.
After many years together, but 8 months of marriage, something like that, he filed. Soulja Boy. I don't know too much about Soulja Boy.
Wasn't he a young... So he was a kid who had a huge hit with Superman, right? Mm-hmm. Is that right? Was that his dance craze hit?
I believe so, yeah.
We're getting thumbs up from the children.
So that's what I know of him. Since then, he's made the news on Twitter or whatever, but I haven't heard one other hit that wasn't derivative or some kind of...
Have we heard stories where he gets in trouble? I mean, I feel like that's the only time I hear about some of these guys, because I wouldn't know his song Superman from anywhere. But often these people get arrested or they're yelling, "Don't you know who I am?" as the cops putting them. So he is being sued, as I say, only when they get in trouble. Two are giggling in there. Oh, my God. They know the Soulja Boy dance. I don't know if our children are dancing to the Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy.
Oh, she knows it. She just
no. They're
it.
Both doing it together.
It's, okay.
They both sailed back across the. that was
good.
Funny. The A-team. Soulja Boy is being sued by one. This is terrible. This is not a fun story at all. Soulja Boy is being sued by a woman for violently bashing her in the head with a gun and ordering her to be tied up and victimized sexually by another person inside his home. The Blast says that he was sued in L.A. Superior Court. A woman says that she and Soulja Boy had an on and off again romantic relationship for 4 years. So she was a person in his life.
Mm-hmm.
In February of last year, according to this filing, she and another female who worked for him got into a physical altercation over backing a car out of the rapper's driveway. So she and this woman get in a fight. During the fight, she says Soulja Boy, real name DeAndre Way, approached the two of them as they're fighting, yelling profanities, and kicked her, stomped her in the stomach, and bashed her head with a large gun. The suit alleges he held the gun to the woman's head and told her she was going to die that night and would not make it home.
Yikes.
She claims she was hurt so badly she had trouble breathing. At that point, she claims that he ordered his assistant to take her to a shower, and he watched while she undressed. She claims he was present when she showered. At that point, she says he was not happy with how she looked after the shower and asked her to take a second shower because she still had mud and dirt on her from when he beat her up in the driveway. She says then he told his assistant to take her in the garage and tie her up with duct tape.
This is what's going on at this dude's house on a what? Was this last night?
No, this was last February. She's suing now, but this is all
right.
Stuff she alleged went down last
Jesus.
Year. She says Soulja Boy ordered his assistant to grab her, and she was, quote, wrapped in an extension cord around her arms, was taken into the garage where she was watched by several people at the home for 4 hours. Eventually, she alleges that one male inside the home said that he would let her go if she performed on him.
Doesn't anybody just tap a keg anymore and have a good time?
Apparently not. She said she felt she had no choice but to perform on him in order to escape the garage. She says at 8 a.m. the next day, she was finally able to leave. She claims she filed a police report about the incident.
Well, yeah, immediately, right?
Mm-hmm, and was taken to the hospital where she was told she had 3 fractured ribs and a facial contusion. She's suing for assault and battery, false imprisonment, and sexual battery. She is suing for an undisclosed amount, but says she continues to suffer from emotional distress, anxiety, depression, humiliation, and fear.
Well, as the judge in this case, I give her the undisclosed amount.
Mm-hmm.
You are awarded an undisclosed amount.
He was arrested in April of last year for a probation violation after officers executed a search warrant based on an allegation that he kidnapped a woman. It appears that these cases are related, but she's suing now. So, yeah, I mean, can you imagine? Like, that's what's happening at your house?
No, I can't. I made a pot pie last night and watched Harry Potter.
Yeah. No, that sounds like a totally reasonable way to spend your time.
That was me.
Yeah.
7:30.
It's a little bit different life we're leading than Soldier
Boy. I
guess,
right. Well.
Yesterday we talked a little bit about the Mighty Ducks goalie.
Mm-hmm.
This was a movie, you know, the 30 years ago, I don't know, early 90s. There was a Mighty Ducks and a Mighty Ducks 2.
It's very sad. It's addiction clearly has this dude by the throat.
Obviously. He needs help.
Right.
So this guy's name is Sean Weiss. This came up yesterday mainly because we were talking about there's going to be another Mighty Ducks, and Emilio Estevez is going to be, that's his name, right?
Yeah.
Charlie Sheen's brother?
Uh-huh.
It's not in this particular story. Anyway, Sean Weiss, best known for playing Goldberg as a little boy in the Mighty Ducks films, has reached the point of grave concern, they're saying at TMZ. Desperately needs help. Sources close to the troubled 41-year-old actor say he's living on the street, dealing with several life-threatening problems, including diabetes, mental illness, and drug addiction. Friends of his have been trying to get him into various rehab facilities for years now.
He won't go.
Well, when he has gone, it hasn't lasted, and they say it's difficult. There's long wait lists for, you know, because people who aren't unable to pay have to queue up, I guess, and he can't seem to stay out of trouble. He's basically in survival mode, they're saying, which is why he resorts to stealing stuff, which is what he was picked up for just the other day. Anytime he manages to get his hands on clothing or money, he gets attacked by other homeless people and robbed. A friend bought him a van to live in, and that was set on fire. People close to him say he's in dire need of detox, rehab, and medical aid, including dental work. He's lost most of his teeth, which makes it difficult for him to eat. His own sister has been unable to help. She agreed to take Sean at her Northern California home here a few weeks ago and kicked him out a couple days ago due to his behavior. And that's when he went and robbed somebody's house and was picked up.
A lot of times, just for if you're out there and you're struggling, there are places that will take you.
Right.
So while this sounds like he can't get in, he's first of all, he's probably been to rehab multiple times to begin with. And then that said, it sounds like he's struggling with mental issues as well.
Clearly.
So there's more going on than just simply addiction.
There is, if you go to TMZ, if you're concerned about this and you want to help and offer assistance, they have an email account that's connected to this story, which is not something I always see in the TMZ stories, but I guess there's a person who's worried about him and is probably the source for most of the material that they had in that story.
When I lived in Oregon, this was after I'd been left here.
Mm-hmm.
A guy I was in rehab with that I love very much, and we were sort of together through that process and have stayed in touch. But he called me when I was in Oregon and said, I'm drunk and I need help and I need you to get me anything you can. And I made some calls and we got him into a rehab like that. You can get help.
Yep.
It's out there.
Right.
And they want to help you.
Right.
Most of the people that work there are there for that reason.
Right.
They want to help you get clean.
Well, and sometimes your family wants to help and can't, isn't equipped to deal with you and, you know. Right. So if this guy really wanted help, that's a problem.
He may even have wanted it, but he's got other stuff going on. So
clearly.
We'll see how that, I'm praying for him.
What's coming up?
So much stuff, including face masks. Boy, if you make those, you're about to be a millionaire.
Oh, maybe I should make those.
Maybe you should.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.